Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this morning, for the honor of Disappearance Day, Tirubhav of Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, we will read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, 11th chapter, about where the passing of Haridas Thakur is described. And I choose the verse of 25. It's written here. Loka Nistarite. Loka Nistarite Eto Mara Avatara. Namira Mahima Loka Karila Prachara. Loka nistarite eto mara avatara Name rama hima loke karila prachara Loka nistarite eto mara avatara Name Rama Hima Loke Karila Prachara
Loka Nistare
Toma
Avatara
Loka Nistare Toma Avatara Name Rama Hima Loke Karela Prachara Loka Nistarite Eto Mara Avatara Name Rama Hima Loke Karela Prachara Loka nistarite eto mara avatara Name rama hima loke karila prachara Loka nistarite eto mara avatara Name Rama Hima Loke Karila Prachara Matichi Loka Nistarite Eto Maravatara Name Rama Hima Loke Karila Prachara Loka nistarite eto maravatara Mira mahima loke korila prachara Loka nistarite
To deliver the people in general
This Tomara Avatara Tomara Avatara, your incarnation. Name Rama Hima,
the glories of the holy name.
Loke, in this world,
Karila Prachar,
you have preached.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
O Chaitanya spoke to Haridas Thakur, your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the Holy Name in this world.
Purport.
Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the Holy Name of God. By using the word Tomara Avatar, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission.
Om Adhyati Marandhyasya Gananchana Salakyam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manodistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhya Bevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodita Gaudadaya Pushpavanto Chitta Shandottamo Nodao He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandha Chagapate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gora Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Loka Nistarite e Tomara Avatar Namera Mahima Loke Karila Prachar. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the Holy Name in this world.
So today is the Chaturdasi, Ananta Chaturdasi, in the month of Bhadra. Tomorrow is Purnima, right? Tomorrow is Bhagavatam Day. We call it Bhagavatam Day because whoever distributes a set of Bhagavatam tomorrow, he will not take birth in this world anymore. He have free ticket to go to Goloka, to the spiritual world. That's the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam, of the 12th canto. In the end, the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam is described. So whoever puts the Bhagavatam on the golden throne, Singhasan, golden, Hema, Singhasan. Hema means golden. And you give it as a present to one of your dear friends or relatives. Give this Bhagavatam as an offer, as a gift. On the full moon day of Bhadra, you will go to the spiritual world. That statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the day before is Chaturdasi. It's the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. Actually, from the Vaishnava point of view, there's no difference between appearance and disappearance, because a Vaishnava never dies. That's a poem by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's actually written on the Samadhi Tomb of Haridas Thakur in Jagannath Puri.
There is his samadhi on the side of the ocean, sea there. He reasons ill who thinks that the Vaishnava die. Then thou art living still in sound. A Vaishnava dies to live, and as long he lives, he tries to spread the holy name around. So therefore, for a Vaishnava, he who claims or thinks or considers a Vaishnava has died today, or has ever died, he's mistaken. His reasoning, his intelligence or understanding is not very clear. He is ill. That means he's wrong conception. Because a Vaishnava always lives through his deeds, through his activities, in this life, in amongst the followers, and also anyway after his so-called leaving, he's continuing with his devotional service, with his loving devotional service to his worshipable Lord, and will either take birth in another universe where the mission of Lord Chaitanya is spread, to assist again his Lord in that mission, or he will also be taking birth or appearing in the Nitya Leela of Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip. So now the Nitya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always going on in Navadvip. There's 9 islands, as we know, right? Antardvip, Simantadvip, Godrumadvip, Madhyamdvip, Koladvip, Ritadvip, Ritadvip, is Chanudvip, then Modradrumadvip, and Rudradvip. That's in the center is the Antar. Antar is the heart, and there are 8 petals around it, so it's a lotus flower. And the center is Antara. Antara means very confidential place. That's the place where Brahma, as described in the Navadvipa Mahatmya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Brahma, forehead of Brahma, the creator of this universe, he meditated. That happened before Lord Chaitanya's appearance in this world, 500 years ago. He made meditation there. He actually performed tapasya because he understood. He actually was in regret. I made in the previous incarnation of Lord Chaitanya as Krishna in Gokul, here in Vrindavan, I made a grave offense. I made a very severe offense. And to counteract that offense, because I was stealing his calves and his friends, who are very dear to him, keeping them away because I was doubtful. I wanted to check him if he is really the Lord of my heart, who actually gave me enlightenment in the beginning of the creation. So is he really that Narayana? And then the Lord gave me a very nice lesson, as we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, 10th canto. Krishna, actually 13th chapter, it's the last chapter where Prabhupada was translating. And the 14th chapter are the prayers by Lord Brahma. So Brahma appeared again in Antardvip, in Navadvip, in the center court. So he came there and he performed his tapasya there. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu, from Aprakata, he manifested himself, he made himself visible and asked Brahma for a blessing. Ask him, what you want? I want to give you a blessing. I'm satisfied with your tapasya. So Brahma said, I know very soon you will appear, you will make your Aprakata Lila Prakata. That means you will manifest it in this world to be visible. And I also want to assist you in that Leela, but this time in a favorable way, not in an unfavorable way. In Vrindavan, I was not favorable to you. I'm an offender. But I also would like to assist you again, this time, but in an Anukulya Krishna Nushilanam, in a favorable way, in bhakti. Because I got some realization. I only have one request. If you allow me to take part in your mission, let me not take part in a high class Brahmana family. Let me take birth in a low family, so that I will not become puffed up again, so that I will be Brahma, that I will be a great learned person. Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was told, yes, I will again arrange that you will take part in my mission, and that you will not become puffed up, you will take birth in a Yavana family, as a Yavana, that means an untouchable, a non-Hindu, non-Aryan, outcast. So you will always remain humble, but in the same time I will make you the best and most dear of my devotees. You will become the Acharya of the Holy Name. It will be your mission to spread the Holy Name. All over the world. Through you, I want to spread it. So, Lord Chaitanya, he is independent Supreme Lord. But he is not happy just that one glorifies him. His glory. He wants to be glorified with his devotees together. So to glorify the devotees of the Lord is more dear to him than glorify himself. Lord Chaitanya himself gave an example how great eagerness he showed in glorify his devotees. He showed Panchamukh, five mouths he manifested, speaking the glories about his devotees. Because the devotees are his life, are his body. Lord Chaitanya, he always considered, I'm situated as a sannyasi now in Jagannath Puri, and I'm bound by my vows to my mother to stay as a sannyasi here. But I want to have my followers that they will expand this mission later on known as the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya coming from Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes also known as Nimai Sampradaya. Nimai Pandit, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His Sampradaya is known as Gaudiya Vaishnava. So therefore, Haridas Thakur, he became the embodiment of chanting the holy name of the Lord. He chanted it 300,000 times. 3 lakhs every day without fail. Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they became great writers of books, bhakti literatures. So Lord Chaitanya empowered them in this way. Ramananda Roy, he empowered him to speak about greatest rasas of love to Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu, he empowered him to spread Krishna consciousness, to preach in Bengal. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya empowered several of his devotees to embody and to preach and to embody a certain part of his teachings, of his mission. And actually these devotees are not different from Lord Chaitanya. They're like Lord Chaitanya himself. They're able to deliver, as described by Narottam Das Thakur. Each and every devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is able to deliver an entire universe. Because they're Nitya Siddha. They never come down to the Nitya Bhata, to the conditional stage of the living entity. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya accepted his devotees who came from different regions, from this universe and also from the spiritual world. Some there were from the spiritual world associates, some from this world. They all came and they joined him to assist him in his Sankirtan mission. So Lord Chaitanya arranged also as the Super Soul that everyone take birth in different region. Not everyone took birth in pious families, many took birth in impious places, families and villages and regions. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, the question is raised, why the Lord arranged like that? Why he made his devotees appear in impious places? So the answer is given: to purify these impious places or impious families, to uplift them, to purify them. This is Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is paradukha dukhi, kripa maya. He's always very, very merciful and favorable inclined to the fallen, to the miserable. He suffers because of them. Therefore it is said that Haridas Thakur is also in the mood of Prahlad. Because Prahlad, even although he was harassed so much by his father, in the end he even prayed for his for his benefit, that he will not fall down to hell, that he will become blessed by the Lord. And for all the demons he was praying, and he preached to them. He even risked his life. He went to so many tribulations. So Srila Haridas Thakur, he was in this mood of Prahlad also. He went through so many tribulations. And he was Brahma. He was Brahma because Brahma, he is the inaugurator of Sampradaya. And he is very eager to deliver this universe. He's the creator. But he's not happy about the creation without giving the people an opportunity to become delivered, to become free of this cycle of birth and death, of this samsara, of this creation. Because this creation is like a labyrinth. It's like a labyrinth. So, and Brahma understood, everyone who takes birth of the jivas here in this universe, they have to go through so many tribulations. Therefore, I want to help them. How can I save them? So this is the mood of the great Vaishnavas, like Brahma, Prahlad. They were all thinking about the welfare of others, even Shiva also. All the Mahajans, and those who are followers of Mahajanas, they all think like that, like our Acharyas and our Srila Prabhupada. They're all in this mood of a blessing, giving mercy to the suffering people. And the best way is to uplift them, by purifying them, by giving them the holy name and knowledge about Krishna. Actually, those who chant the holy name of Krishna, they're considered Vidvan. Vidvan means they're very knowledgeable, they're very learned. Sometimes they think so, certain Vaishnavas, that they're not read so much. They only chant. But actually, the chanting is the essence of all education. There are many who read, but they don't chant. There are many who act very nicely, but their words are maybe completely awful and not proper, paka. And some, they speak very nicely, but they don't act very nicely. But in Haridas Thakur, one could see all the good qualities of a Vaishnavas. And what is actually the basis of all the good qualities of the Vaishnava like Haridas Thakur? Is his humility, extreme humility, his dainya, extreme. He felt himself always very low. He always considered himself an offender, an aparadi. I'm very fallen, I'm very low. No Vaishnava should touch me. You immediately have to take a bath in the Ganga, because if you touch me, if you speak my name, if you come near to me. Therefore, whenever he saw a Vaishnava, he always offered his respect to them. He didn't expect the respect for himself. So he's the embodiment. Haridas Thakur is the embodiment of Trinada Bisonechana, Tarora Bisa Hishana, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sudhari. He's the embodiment of that third verse of Shikshastaka, Lord Chaitanya's instructions to mankind, to all of his devotees or those who want to become devotee. Trinada Bisonechana, to chant the holy name of the Lord in a very humble state of mind. Lower than the straw in the street. Devoid of false prestige. More tolerant than a tree. Always giving respect to others without expecting respect for oneself. This is high level. Actually in Kali Yuga everyone is puffed up, number one. Especially as neophyte devotee, we are all puffed up. We are very, very proud. We are very proud on my deeds. Or we have ambitions. We want to become recognized. I want to do something very important. We want to do something very important. That the Guru and Gauranga will recognize me. And therefore we do it just of this ambition to do something important work, you know, to become recognized. But the Lord is not seeing us just by doing important work. He's only seeing if we become humble. It's good to do important work, but stay humble. Or become humble. That's the secret of getting the attainment of the Lord. Where the Lord gives his attention to his lotus feet, who is situated on his lotus feet, not on his nose, on his lotus, on lotus face, is not, because there is only one place, the gopis and Radharani. No one else has a place on his lotus face, and some ornaments. But we belong to Lord's feet. Devotees take shelter on Krishna's feet, not on Krishna's face. Because the devotees are like honeybees, always zooming around on the lotus feet, finding some pollen, some nectar of Lord Krishna's sweetness, especially found on the feet. So Haridas Thakur was embodiment of this humility. Typical Vaishnava. Vaishnava is humble. Therefore, he could chant the holy name constantly. He has no prestige, he had no ambition. He didn't want to achieve any position to become a famous Vaishnava, a great Vaishnava, a very important Vaishnava, a leader of the Vaishnavas. No, he was running away from that. He ran away from that, from fame and glory and adoration. Therefore, he kept himself always in a very low mood, very low mood. And who saw him? Who saw actually the glories of Haridas Thakur? Although he was always very low, he didn't show himself how important I am. It was Sri Chaitanya, nobody else than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He recognized Haridas Thakur. Actually, Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, they are accredited in the Chaitanya Charitamrita because of these two persons. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world because of the call of these two and prayers of these two persons, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur. Although Haridas Thakur, he took birth in Bangladesh, that time East Bengal. Actually, that time Bengal was one, East and West. Now it's Bangladesh. So he took birth there in a Muslim family. But when he was a younger man, about 18 or 19, so he left the home because he became attracted to the Hindu culture of Vaishnavism. And he took up to chant a certain amount of the holy name. But he had many enemies. Many enemies who wanted to harass him, wanted to test him, who were envious on his progress, because they could not tolerate the greatness and success of a devotee, the fame of a devotee, because he became very popular at a certain time. As a Muslim, he became a Hare Krishna, and he, not an ordinary Hare Krishna, would chant 16 rounds and struggles with the principles. He chanted 3 lakhs. Of Hare Krishna practically almost 24 hours a day. That means that he had such a vow of chanting the holy name that the day was too short. He only had this one interest, this one greed. He had such a namaruchi, such a great taste in chanting Hare Nam. So some became envious, they became very jealous, like there was one Ramachandra Khan. He was a pious Hindu, at least he considered himself as such. He was a wealthy, he was a zamindar, a landowner. He was very rich, but richness, good education, aristocratic heritage or position is a curse. It's a curse because it makes you puffed up. Being Kunti says, you know, it doesn't make your heart soft. It makes you not attracted to Krishna. And Krishna is not attracted to you, although we have name, fame, and glory. Janmashvara Shruta Shribir, Edamanam Atakuman, Avarahat Yadudhatum Vai, Tvamma Kinchana Gocharam. Because Krishna is only inclined to those who are Akinchana. So Haridas Thakur, he was Akinchana, but still so many came, wanted to test him, were envious on him. Prostitute came, sent by this envious person, but after 3 days, the prostitute, you know, became a devotee. She chanted Harinam. She shaved her hair even. Took Vaishnava Tilak and worshipped Tulasi Devi at the Bachan Kutir and chanted the holy name. Actually, Haridas, he gave her his own Bachan Kutir, because he wanted to leave that place. So he had several places where Haridas Thakur came, and ultimately came to Shantipur, Puliya. Near Shantipur is one village region, it's called Puliya, it's on the bank of the Ganga, of Janava. Chanavi. And there he became very much acquainted with Advaitacharya, because they were contemporaries. They appeared about 30 years before Lord Chaitanya's appearance, or even more, in the 1450s they appeared. So they were contemporaries. And Advaitacharya was very happy that Haridas Thakur became to him. And even arranged, you know, a place where he can do his Bhajan Kutir. Bhajan on the bank of the Ganga. And he offered him Shradapatra. That means the blade of Mahaprasadam offered to the departed forefathers on the Shraddha day. Many Aryans and Brahmanas were flipping out completely. That's unheard of, you know. You're offering an outcast, Shradapatra, as a first offering. You give it to him, not to a Brahmin, not to a priest. You give it to an outcast. But Advaitacharya he understood the position of Haridas. Haridas, although externally he seemed to be coming from outcast, but he was the Parama Vaishnava. And the Parama Vaishnava is better than a Brahmana. Aho Bhata Svapacha Dugaryan Yachivate vartata nama tubhyam. Te pusta paste chuvur ashana arya brahmana chu nama krinantiyate. Bhagavad says, how glorious are those who are chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How glorious they are. They become better than any Aryan, any Brahmin. They took already bath in all the holy places. They performed already tapasya. They don't have to perform tapasya. They don't have to purify themselves. They're already purified. Because the holy name is the most pure. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Binatvam Nama Namino. The holy name is most pure. It's not different from Krishna. So everyone who chants the holy name, it's offensive if one considers him, oh, he's an outcast Vaishnava. He's a Shudra Vaishnava. He's a Vaishya Vaishnava. He's a Kshatriya Vaishnava. He's a Brahmana Vaishnava. Because a Vaishnava doesn't belong to the Varnashram system. He's pure, he's transcendental. Therefore, he has no more obligations. He has no obligations of the sages and forefathers, etc. Still, because Advaita Acharya, he followed the external rites of Hindus, he was a Grihastha. Haridas Thakur was not Grihastha, he was a Vairagi. Vairagi, he was completely renounced, not interested in anything to enjoy. He had a lot of allurements. Maya Devi herself came, offered herself to him, give him benedictions. He refused and made Maya Devi bless her, you know, to become Vaishnavi, to get the blessing of Lord Chaitanya. Blessing of Vaishnava, of Lord Chaitanya. He blessed the prostitute. She allured him. He had opportunity. No interest. Only Harinam. Harinam, 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 eva kevalam. Kalau nasti eva nasti eva nasti eva gati anyata. He had no other interest. That was his nectar. Therefore, he was the best of all the brahmanas. He's best of all the purified. So Advaita Acharya thought, I offer the plate to him. Because if I offer a plate to a pure Vaishnava, then I only have to feed one Vaishnava, and in the same time I can offer, because one Vaishnava is pure, is representing like hundreds of thousands of brahmanas. Who are only interested in the Vedic rituals, but not in Harinam. But Haridas is chanting Harinam. He was not so much interested in Vedic rituals. Because he understood the essence of Yajna, the essence of Vedic Siddhanta, is to chant the holy name. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam. There's no other alternative. Kale dosha nidhirajan, asti ekamaham gunan, Kirtanat eva Krishnasya mukta sangam pramrachet. And also Krishna in the Gita, for those who are still doubtful, satatam kirtayantamam, Krishna says, constantly chant my name, my glories. Satatam. But who is doing satatam kirtan? Satatam prachalpa, satatam mental speculation, but not satatam kirtayantamam. It can also glorify Maya, the phenomenal material world. It's also kirtan. But Krishna speaks, Mam, kirtayanto, Mam, my glories, not Maya's glories. Should not speak about the news of the world and glorify it. Anyway, it's not much to glorify today of the world. That's our good fortune to force us and to bring us more to the lotus feet of Krishna, to take shelter. Because for the conditioned soul, only by force they take shelter at Krishna's lotus feet, not by good intelligence and not by love. But great devotees, liberated devotees, they don't have to go to the suffering and to through through rules and regulations to become devotee, to become attracted to Krishna. They are naturally attracted. So they are always situated there and never leave. So Haridas Thakur, when Lord Chaitanya, I want to tell also there was an incident when he was in this Puglia near Shantipur. The Muslims, they harassed him. They put him in prison. They thought he's a Muslim brother, he's our Muslim brother, but he is accepting Hindu Dharma. He's chanting a mantra of the Hindus, holy name. So he's an offender. He's a deviate. He's deviating from our Quran instructions. So we have to punish him. So then first they put him in prison. But there were many prisoners when they saw Haridas Thakur always chanting Harinam. And they became very much attracted, and they started to offer him respect and also imitated his chanting. And what kind of blessing Haridas gave them, the prisoners in the prison? Stay always like that. they thought, what he actually means, what he meant, but stay always like that, that doesn't sound like a blessing. He wants that we stay eternally now, or lifelong in this prison. No, actually Haridas Thakur gave them the blessing. Always stay in Krishna consciousness. Always stay as you are now in this consciousness. Because if you are now in this consciousness of Krishna consciousness, chanting the holy name, then doesn't matter if you are in prison or not in prison. If you are in the city or in the forest, in a house or in somewhere in the world, doesn't matter, because that place where the holy name is chanted is a tirtha. It's a tirtha. It's the holy place, and it's the dinatvam nama chintamani Krishna Chaitanya rasa vigra purna shuddha nitya mukta. The holy name is nitya mukta. It's not an ordinary sound. So everyone who chants the holy name, he's liberated, even if you're in prison. So you chant Hare Krishna, then if you go out, there's no guarantee that you will chant. You come back in contact with your family, and very soon you forget your suffering in the prison, and you will stop chanting. So therefore, better you stay always in prison and chant the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya, make a little shorter. When Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas, that was a great suffering for the Vaishnavas. They could not live without him. So many went with Lord Chaitanya and at least visited him every year. For 4 months. So Haridas Thakur also came to Jagannath Puri with other Vaishnavas together. But because he had such a great attachment to Lord Chaitanya, that Lord Chaitanya told him, you should stay here. You should stay with me here in Jagannath Puri. Don't go back to Bengal. But Haridas Thakur, he never went entered the temple. He also never tried. Like our Western devotees, we sometimes try to enter the temple and we become very upset if you cannot. But even Lord Chaitanya, he didn't try to give a free ticket to his certain associates like Haridas, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. And they were all high caliber of devotees. They never entered, and Lord Chaitanya didn't encourage to enter, because they got something much better. The mood of Jagannath Puri is not to enter the temple. The mood of Jagannath Puri is Patita Pavana Jagannath. He comes, if he sees your attitude, he comes to you. Because he's very, very merciful. He's Mahakripalu. He's very, very merciful to the devotees. So the Lord Himself, He comes out of the temple to give darshan to you. Not only once in the year, every day, every second, every moment. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya, you don't have to enter. Because if you enter, you only become proud. Because you think, oh, I got the darshan of Jagannath. So I'm very, I can tell everyone now, I got darshan of Jagannath. But the mercy actually comes if you stay humble and very, always chanting, prayerful mood to the, and humbly accepting whatever remnants and mercy the Lord is giving you. Then the Lord is revealing Himself in this way. This is Jagannath Patita Pavana, saver of the most fallen. And Lord Chaitanya gave him a place, gave Haridas Thakur a Bachchan Kutir on the seaside, near to him, his place. And he told him, I will arrange every day, you don't have to go to the temple, I will arrange every day that either myself or Govinda, my servant, will bring you Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. You don't have to bother, you don't have to waste your time, just chant your holy name. Chant the holy name. I will send the prasad to you. And I will come every day to you to associate with you. Because for me it's very important to have the association of such great devotee like you are. So in this, and Lord Chaitanya also told him, you can just worship the chakra on the temple roof and offer respect to it. That's not different of Lord Jagannath. So in this way, every day Lord Chaitanya came to Haridas Thakur and offered him brought Mahaprasadam to him. And they had some discussions about the holy name. So one day when Lord Chaitanya came, or actually first Govinda came and brought him Mahaprasad. Govinda saw that Haridas, who was already aged, maybe over 8 years old, he was aged, he was lying on the ground, so he didn't feel well. So he asked him, oh Haridas Thakur, you didn't feel well today? And then Haridas told him, actually, I'm okay. It's only my problem is that I cannot chant the holy name all the time anymore. I feel weak. So next day, Lord Chaitanya came because Govinda told Lord Chaitanya about what happened. And Lord Chaitanya then asked Haridas, what is your desire? What do you want? So Haridas says, my only desire is that I feel very soon you will leave from this world. But this, I cannot tolerate this separation from you. Therefore, let me depart from this world before you, so that I don't have to tolerate this pain and go to this pain. This is for me worse than that. Lord Chaitanya, of course, was very attached to his devotee, and he thought, he smiled in the beginning, and he thought, okay, let's see. So next day again, Lord Chaitanya, he came and visited Haridas, and again he saw him. He was in this very weak mood, but Haridas was very much fixed his eyes on the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya brought many devotees with him, many associates, and there was a Harinam going on. And Lord Chaitanya was dancing. And on one point, Haridas took the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya on his chest, you know, and he was looking on his face and he was calling out, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he gave up his life. He entered the Nitya Leela of Lord Chaitanya's eternal Leela. Pastimes in Navadvip. So that was a glorious departure, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu He considered the body of Haridas, Satchitanand, Vigraha, the transcendental, spiritual, purified body. So he started to dance with that body around in great ecstasy. And then that day a samadhi was made for Haridas. They made a samadhi for him where to bury his body. And that samadhi is still there in Jagannath Puri, opposite side of ISKCON. ISKCON temple nowadays is, previously it was Bhakti Kutir, that means Bhaktivinoda Thakur's place where he stayed. I was there at that time, before it was ISKCON. Some private family was living there. But they were very, very unfriendly. They didn't let anyone in. That's actually very, the whole region there is a very holy place because Lord Chaitanya lived nearby and all his major or important associates were living in that street. That road. All the sannyasis, all the great devotees of Lord Chaitanya who were very dear, they all were living in the neighborhood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So samadhi is there, and the Bhajan Kutir, Sita Bakul is also still there, one can go visit. So Jagannath Puri is for us more important than to see Lord Jagannath, is to see all these places of the Vaishnavas, of Lord Chaitanya, and the pastime places of Lord Chaitanya. Because that is the great mercy of Lord Jagannath. That's how Lord Jagannath manifests through the Vaishnavas and through Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the great mercy. And Lord Chaitanya made a festival, feeding everyone with Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. He himself, with Swarup Damodar, went begging for the Mahaprasad for the celebration of Haridas Thakur Disappearance Day. And he blessed everyone who takes part and hears about this ceremony will become very, very dear to Krishna. So anyway, there are so many stories. I almost also need more than one mouth to speak about it. The time is too short. But Haridas Thakur is all glorious. Therefore, the devotees called Jaya 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 Haridas. Please call Jaya 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 Haridas. Three times Jaya Jaya. Jaya 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 Haridas. Again, louder. Jaya 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 Haridas. Hare Krishna. Stop here. Srila Haridas Thakur ki. No question? Comment? You maybe? Question?
No.
You were not falling asleep. Very good.
Yeah, thank you. Because you think Chaitanya Charitamrita. Very rarely did you.
Okay, I will not speak Bhagavatam anymore, only Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's not.
No.
Say?
Oh, I'm just going to. His Grace or Holy Sutta Prabhu ki.
Okay. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.
Yeah.
Svain Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Haridas Thakur Thirubhav Mahotsava ki. Nitai Bho Premanande. Yeah.